Welcome to 2024 Talks. We're live from the Democratic National Convention at the United Center in Chicago and are tracking the 2024 election process.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Michelle Obama took aim at former President Donald Trump for a statement some have called racist, that illegal immigrants are taking what he called black jobs. The former first lady delivered a rousing speech to the DNC with a simple message: hope is making a comeback. Former President Barack Obama built on the joyful, hopeful tone. He said America should turn away from the politics of hate and anger and toward what Abraham Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Obama called the Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, someone who spent her life trying to give people the same chances she got.
We need a president who actually cares about the millions of people all across this country who wake up every single day to do the essential, often thankless work.
The crowd repeatedly interrupted former President Obama with chants of "Yes, she can," a riff on his old campaign slogan. Both Obamas warned the race will come down to a handful of votes in contested battlegrounds. That includes Georgia. That state had a surprise celebrity appearance during the night's boisterous nomination roll call. Rapper Lil Jon adapted his hit "Turn Down for What" to reference turnout. Internet influencer Jack Schlossberg, the grandson of former President John F. Kennedy, compared Harris to his late grandfather, quoting a JFK line about putting a man on the moon.
Like President Kennedy, Vice President Harris has dedicated her life to public service. She believes in America, like my grandfather did, that we do things not because they're easy, but because they are hard.
For the first time, the convention granted credentials to influencers, and the campaign has announced it's rolling out targeted social media efforts. That includes a new bilingual WhatsApp channel, hoping to reach younger Latino voters where they spend their time. Tucson Mayor Regina Romero says it can help in Arizona. She says we need to take this energy back to Arizona and ensure that we do the work to give voters information, especially Latinos and younger voters, to get out and vote. Delegates from Chicago's neighbor Indiana say reproductive rights are a key issue there. Allen County Party Chair Derek Camp says Harris was already campaigning effectively on it, even before becoming the nominee.
Definitely something that Donald Trump has made clear that he's going to remove, and so that is definitely something that is going to be top of mind in Indiana.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. We'll be back tomorrow for day 3 of the DNC. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.